This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.44, up two and a half. March corn was $4.56 3/4, up 2 3/4. May corn $4.65 1/4, up 3. November soybeans were $13.03 1/4, up 12. January soybeans were $13.50, up 10 3/4. March soybeans were $12.81 3/4, up 9. December wheat was $6.99 3/4, down 6. March wheat $7.09 3/4, down 4 3/4. May wheat $7.12 3/4, down 3 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Monday, the 21st, report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Soybeans found support in export numbers. Wheat sagged on a positive note with South American production. And corn found technical support after hitting trade lows. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 to 5 cents higher at $4.10 to $4.29. Soybean bids were 8 to 12 cents higher at $12.67 to $12.92. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.18 to $4.28. Soybean bids were 12 cents higher at $12.78 to $12.90. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.09 to $4.24. Soybean bids were 8 to 12 cents higher at $12.75 to $13.01. Wheat bids were 6 cents lower at $6.57 to $6.88. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were up 12 cents at $13.05 to $13.13. Basis was unchanged at 2 to 10 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.30.70 to $4.50.70, up $5.60. with basis unchanged at 15 to 35 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were up 3 cents at $4.24 to $4.51, with basis unchanged at 20 under to 7 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevator quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $4.19 to $4.29, with basis unchanged to down 3 at 15 to 25 under the December. Soybeans ended up at 9 to 12 cents at $12.97 to $13.03, with basis unchanged to down 3 at 6 under to option to November. East St. Louis Barge and Loading Elevator placed their producer corn bids at 1 to 7 cents higher, $4.42 to $4.45. These elevators raised their soybean prices 8 to 16 cents, with quotations at $13.24 to $13.27. Soft wheat closed 3 to 6 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.13. Milo ended the day 2 to 3 cents higher at $4.73 to $4.80. Bids for producers for January delivery for corn in the northern part of the state was $4.20 to $4.45. Soybeans for January delivery at $12.74 to $12.96. Central Illinois corn for January delivery was $4.27 to $4.42. Soybeans January delivery at $12.85 to $13.10. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.24 to $4.54. And soybeans for January delivery in the southern part of the state was at $13 to $13.22. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $130.12, up 25 cents. December live cattle were $131.90, down 12 cents. February live cattle were $133.87, no change. October feeder cattle were $165.82, down 25 cents. November feeder cattle, $166.40, down 45 cents. January feeder cattle, $166.42, down 17 cents. December lean hogs were $87.47, down 47 cents. February lean hogs, $89.65, down 40 cents. April lean hogs, $89.80, down 5 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.34 lower in the range of $85.50 to $90, with a weighted average carcass price of $87.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading dollar lower for light sows to a dollar higher for the heavy sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 51 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 55 to 60, 5 to 550 weights 59 to 62, and 550 and up 61 to 64. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from 57 up to 64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,558, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on an address basis were trading at 200 to 202. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 285 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.65, and that was $1.35 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $198.29, and that was $2 higher, with select carcasses at $181.65, and that was $1.67 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000, which compared to 122,000 last week, and 121,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000, which compared to 432,000 last week, and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.37. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.40. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.37. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.40. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.96. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.04. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.77. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.37. Corn at Scottville is $4.37. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.96, and wheat at Scottville is $6.77. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Cloudy skies later on today with the chance of a shower. High temperatures in the mid-50s. We will have southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight becoming partly cloudy. Low temperatures in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 28 degrees. And once again, color radar showing no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
In his weekly address this weekend, President Obama highlighted three places where he believes Democrats and Republicans in Congress can work together right away. He called on lawmakers to sit down and pursue a balanced budget approach to a responsible budget, to finish the job of fixing the nation's broken immigration system, and to pass a farm bill. President Obama said the farm bill should be one of America's farmers and ranchers can depend on. One that provides vulnerable children and adults in times of need, and one that gives rural communities opportunities to grow and the longer-term certainty they deserve. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he can't think of three things that are more important for rural America and agriculture than the budget, comprehensive immigration reform, and the Farm Bill. When the House and Senate Conference Committee on the Farm Bill meets, likely next week, Jerry Hagstrom of the Hagstrom Report notes that they'll have several big differences to work out. Beyond the difference between the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill on permanent law, Hagstrom says there are five flashpoints in the bill, including nutrition, crop insurance, the commodity title, dairy, and food aid. On nutrition, the obvious difference is the level of cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The Senate bill cuts $4 billion over 10 years, while the House bill would cut $39 billion over the same time frame. Senate conferees are expected to oppose a big cut to the program, and House Ag Chair Frank Lucas has said the size of the cut will have to come from House Speaker John Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and President Obama. Crop insurance is another target for budget savings. The Senate Farm Bill would reduce crop insurance subsidies for farmers making more than $750,000 a year. The House bill doesn't call for a premium subsidy reduction. Another crop insurance issue is the conservation compliance provision, which Lucas is adamantly opposed to. Farm groups are divided on the issue. Both chambers eliminated direct payments, so the question on the commodity title will be the structure of the new program. On dairy, the Senate Farm Bill contains the Dairy Security Act, favored by dairy farmers. The same measure was approved by the House Agriculture Committee, but was then amended on the House floor, leaving out a market stabilization program, or what dairy processors call supply management. Now that the USDA is up and running, we have the Illinois Weekly Crop and Weather Report again. Corn and soybeans harvest was in full swing across the state last week, with corn harvest progressing to 51% complete and soybean harvest progressing to 68% complete. Temperatures averaged 51.2 degrees for the week, 2.6 degrees below normal. Precipitation across the state averaged 0.43 inches, 0.29 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 21% very short, 44% short, 34% adequate, and 1% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 25% very short, 42% short, and 33% adequate. 97% of the corn crop was mature compared to 100% last year and the five-year average of 96%. Corn harvest has reached 51% complete compared to the 91% last year and the five-year average of 61%. Corn condition was rated at 2% very poor, 6% poor, 24% fair, 47% good, and 21% excellent. Soybeans turning yellow reached 99%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 97%, just below the five-year average of 98%. 68% of the soybean crop has been harvested, compared to 78% last year and the five-year average of 67%. Soybean condition was rated at 2% very poor, 7% good, 29% fair, 52% good, and 10% excellent. 68% of the wheat crop has been planted, and 24% has emerged. Well, fields all over our listing area are getting harvested, including the Montgomery County Young Leaders test plots. These plots give companies the opportunity to test some crop varieties against each other. I spoke with Montgomery County Young Leader Matt Stolte about how the corn and soybean plots did this year.
This is the fourth year for our corn and soybean plots, and basically where they're located is on or along the Interstate 55 at the Raymond exit, the West Frontage Road. And our cooperator is Carl Martin. And what we do is I send out letters about March explaining what our rules and guidelines are and our entry fees are going to be for this year. And each company is allowed 2 entries for corn and 2 entries for soybeans. And just a little bit about the corn plot for this year. We had roughly 18 corn companies get involved, which is the highest we've had in the 4 years. The plot was actually planted on 5/18 at 5,000 population at 30-inch rows, and the previous crop was soybeans for that. Yield basically for this year was above average for what we were kind of looking at earlier on with the drought situation we went through at the end of July and through August. The overall plot averaged 212 bushel. The check this year was a Burris number 6F74. And it actually averaged 203.1 throughout the plot. The average moisture was right around 19.1%. And the test weight averaged roughly at 58.02. The lowest, I think, was 57 on the test, and the high was just about 62. So overall, pretty good test weight throughout the plot. Now, as for the winners for this year, and they're both new companies that got involved this year. So first went to Feaster Seeds. Number 2770, and it was right at 235 bushel, and it was 33.46 bushel better than the check. And number two went to NK Seeds at 79Z3000 GT, was 233.79, and it was 32.25 bushel better than the check this year. So pretty good yields for those couple of numbers.
Yeah, sounds like really good yields. How did the beans do? I know this was a tricky year for beans.
Correct. Yeah, beans were talking to a lot of farmers throughout the summer. A lot of guys are going to be happy with 35 to 40 bushel beans. And talking to Carl about a week before we got started, he was talking 60, 65 plus beans is what he's been harvesting so far. So a lot of the farmers are pretty excited with the yields that were coming out. Seemed to be a little bit better further west. You go over around Raymond and further north. Compared to maybe some of the areas around Nokomis and Taylorville area. So overall for the beans, they are actually located right there at Carl's place this year. Their corn plot was a little bit further north. Plot was planted on 6/12. Population was set at 150,000. We were at 30-inch row beans. The previous crop was corn, and it was no-till this year for the soybeans. Yield-wise, we had 15 companies involved this year. The plot itself averaged 62.36 bushel. The check went at 64.33, and the check this year was NK39U2s. The average moisture was 11.1 with the average test weight at 57.02. So the overall low in the plot was 57, and the overall high went to 68.54. So the winners for this year's soybean plot goes to Great Lakes with 3729, the variety, and its yield was 68.54 bushels. And number two went to FS 39A22s at 66.49 bushels this year.
And when you harvest these crops, it goes to a local elevator, and the money goes to the young leaders and the activities they do. Can you just highlight what some of those activities are that the money from these crops will be going into?
Correct. The premiums or the entry fees that are given for the plot, most of that and a good chunk of that goes to Grain for Groceries. That is one of our projects that we started now. I think this is the third year going into it. Some of the other money goes to some of the other projects. Either it's a trip, we're planning on a couple of trips this year, maybe either St. Louis or to John Deere up in Iowa to go tour the combine factory, and any other projects that we can help out with throughout the year or decide what to do.
And why do you think that it's important for the young leaders to have this plot and continue doing it?
We started this 4 years ago, and we kind of started to start raising some money so we could help community and the county a little bit more with some of the projects that we had in the back of our head that we wanted to get started.
I trust for harvesting and planting these, the young leaders take out some of their time that they could be spending in their own fields to do this?
Correct. Yeah, it usually takes, I think the corn plot took right at 3 hours to harvest this year, and the beans were right at 2 hours, so that's just time away from our other projects in the field and jobs elsewhere. So yeah, they take time out of their schedule to go ahead and do all the work because the only thing we rely on the reps is to drop off the seed, and we handle everything else from there.
We always need volunteers.
Exactly. I just want to thank all the seed reps for their work and supplying the seed for us this year. I know the spring was kind of hard getting all the seed together with cuts and shortages on everything. So I want to thank all the seed reps for taking the time to deliver that and helping out with our organization.
Again, that was Montgomery County Young Leader Matt Stolte. The results from these test plots are available online at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau website, or you could call the Farm Bureau at 217-532-6171. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.